G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
Today is part 7. John chapter 15 verse 1. Jesus speaking. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. All the things the nation of Israel was to be, but had failed to do, are embodied in Jesus Christ. All of the I am statements that Jesus has made reflects this. Back in Isaiah chapter 5, that starts out as a love song between God and his chosen people, the ancient nation of Israel. This Israel was to be a vineyard, and despite all the love God had given and tended towards her, this nation of Israel had only produced bitter and sour fruit. This bitterly sour fruit is described in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 8 to 25. Throughout the Old Testament, this ancient nation of Israel was to be a vine or a vineyard. And because they've only produced bitterly sour fruit, God will abandon her. So if this vineyard is abandoned, will God raise a new vineyard? Juxtaposed against Israel's failure to be a vine, Jesus comes along and states that he is the true vine. Jesus was the reality, whereas Israel was the symbol. The fruit of Jesus Christ's life was and is abundant, fresh, and sweet to the taste. We, as Christians some 2,000 years later, are the result of Jesus being the true vine. But it goes further. As the purpose of a vine is to produce fruit, the focal point is on what it takes to produce fruit. John 15 verse 2. As Christians, we also are to bear fruit by remaining close to Jesus, because he is the true vine, and we are the branches. And why are we as Christians to bear fruit? So that God the Father is glorified, John 15 verse 8, by the Christian, and therefore proving their discipleship of Jesus Christ. As part of the ultimate mission of Jesus Christ to glorify God the Father, it is imperative that Jesus' disciples and Christians today be fruit bearers. This means that all the Christian disciples are his witnesses, and therefore we have a commitment to mission and evangelization. That is why the Christian prays, "Your kingdom come," in the Lord's Prayer. Jesus, I am the true vine.
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.